magic lands where creatures dwelled and terrorized the common man. We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tickle your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his hump, and it will soothe.
Hello.
That's got it.
All right. I just saw the red, so I wasn't sure that meant on or off.
Yes, you do. You do want the red, and you're all talking. Right. You're talking right into it. Yeah.
I'm talking right into it.
Very good.
Like a real performer.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it is hot. It's a hot day.
You know, it's like Africa hot.
Right.
Even Tarzan couldn't take this hot.
No.
No.
And as you can hear, I'm joined by my friend who he provides shade to my bridge.
Yes.
He's joining us today. Hello.
Hello, my friends. How are you? This is Plant Guy.
Yeah.
And I'm here with my friend Hob the Troll.
Yes. Now, we've known each other for quite some time, but now that you're providing...
How many years?
Oh, gosh. Like...
Go back like a week and a half?
Something like that.
Yeah.
We have deep roots.
We go...
The roots are deep.
We go way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, way back North Dakota.
And we share this bridge. It's a nice, nice time. We're underneath it trying to beat the heat.
Well, right now, yeah. It is a bit steamy out.
Have you been watered?
I have been watered, actually, recently.
Good.
I'm self-watering.
Oh.
You know that.
I know that. Yes. I'm just making sure that there are other people.
Everybody
know
else
that.
Knows that? Yeah, I'm self-watering. Mm-hmm. Hang on. It's warm, too.
Uh-huh.
Nice. But I don't know if I like it in the heat.
Wait, what just happened?
I don't know.
I just hit a thing. Okay. We're going to see how that works out. That might be fine. But yeah, we're here at Troll Hall. And get ready for the Michigan Renaissance Festival.
I'm excited this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be my sixth year going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna branch out.
Go branch out. Yeah.
I'll probably find new places to, you know, put my roots down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now you're wandering. Is that your genus and species?
No.
What's
that's,
that?
That's my genus and species. I'm a caladium.
Oh.
Yes, with a little bit of hibiscus.
Ah.
So I'm a hybrid.
Oh, I'm a Sagittarius with a ascending Gemini.
Nice.
And various people have said my moon is in either Scorpio or what's the other one?
Your pants?
Yes.
Your moon is in your...
My moon is in my pants.
Your pants.
I have a pants descending.
You
but I got a belt.
You do have a pants descending.
Now, you're self-watering. What happens if... Does anybody try to pee in you?
Yes. At least one guy a day tries to come over and lift his leg.
What is it about weirdos wanting to pee in bushes?
I don't know. But they always think they can balance on one leg and mm-hmm. do the dog act. And they push over real easy at that point. Because they're not real good at balancing. They're usually bigger guys. So,
right. Who've never been told no
yes.
before.
Yes,
they
exactly.
think it's okay.
Yeah.
Through just assault.
Yeah. And I always they want to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And I
hilarious.
Always
hilarious.
I always tell them that that's fine. But there's a cost
mm-hmm.
associated with a picture like that.
And they laugh, ha, ha, ha. They think you're joking sometimes, don't they?
Yes, they do, but That's not a joke.
No.
Gosh, no. We got to, you know, I get pictures like that on the internet. My mom will be so upset.
Right?
Yeah. How will I explain that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mother Nature will be mad.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Your mother Nature, that's your mother?
Yeah, mommy.
That's a good mother to have.
She is. I mean, but she'll back me up
mm-hmm.
in the hard times. Mama Nature.
Yeah.
So you don't want to tick her off.
Now, when it rains, that's a bummer for everybody, right?
That is.
Even you?
Yes, even me. I have to say that. Even me. When it rains too much,
yeah.
You get root rot.
Oh, you don't want that.
No, gosh, no. That's bad.
Is there a special kind of soil that you look for?
I like the Scott's Weed and Feed. It's real good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I try to take my Miracle-Gro every day.
Were you going to say Viagra?
Well, no, it's Viagra.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I take that at night.
Good.
So Miracle-Gro in the morning, Viagra at night.
Uh-huh.
Keeps
Is
that,
it more of like a...
It keeps the plant healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Is it like a more alkaline or a base?
Oh, it's more base, yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's. I like to get dirty.
Yeah, because you also migrate.
Yeah.
You've been... You're found in various different climates.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. When it gets cooler in Michigan, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot during the beginning of the show, but it gets much cooler toward the end of the show, and I love that. Of course, I won't stick around for the frost.
No.
No, don't want to lose my leaves.
I remember the queen tried to put a bag over you, and you got real upset.
I did. I told her I like blankets better.
Right. It was a plastic bag.
Yeah, no plastics.
Right.
I'm not. When you walk into a grocery store and they went plastic or bag, mm-hmm. I say no plastics.
Yeah.
That's bad for the environment and for me.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
I always reuse the plastic bags.
Do you?
I use them a couple of times.
Nice. What do you do with them?
It depends what I'm using them for. Like, I'll just, if I'm cleaning the house, it's very helpful.
Yeah.
Because
what
happens in my house, I don't know. I don't know if any of my listeners feel the same way this happens to them. But when we're cleaning, it's mostly putting stuff away. That was, like, this shouldn't be in this room.
It doesn't have a place.
It doesn't, well, it has a place, but just not in that room. So what I'll do is I'll move it around to, like, I'll keep the different bags. I'm like, okay, this bag goes to this room. This
Got
goes
it.
Over to this.
Got it.
And it's also very, if you're packing.
Yes.
If you don't have the space bags, you will use the plastic bags and in a vacuum
you
as well.
You can just kind of push them down.
Yeah, that's a travel tip.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I need travel tips because I travel with my pot.
Oh, well, so Colorado.
Yeah, that's a great place to be.
I tell you, I was just in California and I brought this mixer around and when you're a musician, you're around a lot of people who like various kinds of plants.
That's yes, I have found that out.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody wants to know what kind of plant I am because they're looking for a certain kind of plant.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Say no more.
Yeah. Well, I record a lot of music and I record with a lot of different people. You know.
And they like to have plants at the recording?
Just around.
Yeah.
And so when the nice people who are making sure that everyone is safe. When they're looking at that, and they pulled out that mixer, they were looking at it.
Of course they were.
And I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They check my pot every time I go on the airplane.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I say, hey, what? They go, what's in the box? I go, it's my pot.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think that's funny.
No.
No.
Well, they have a, you know, they have a very serious job. They don't want a
they
bunch
do.
Of...
They do. And I appreciate that job. Have pot, will travel. That's mm-hmm. my motto.
You can probably hear that. There was some construction going on in Troll Hall.
Well, you know, he's building a whole new section there.
That's the thing about this, is it builds itself. People don't understand.
I know, right?
That Troll Hall, I just live here. It is its own thing.
It is. And what are they, building the in-house theater there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, nice.
Well.
Yeah.
I got surround sound in there.
Nice.
And I'm keeping the old theater seats.
Of course you have to.
I got a place.
I mean, the new theater seats are nice.
I don't care for them.
No, really, the recliners?
I don't like them.
No.
It's always uncomfortable.
I just saw one where you could actually almost lie all the way down.
Then just get a couch.
Right. Well, I mean, but you can't put couches in a theater.
No, you can.
You can in yours.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing that. But yeah. Also, I want the old timey theater seats.
Yeah, the really
comfy.
The old AMC.
Well, it is a little bit of
shake and bake there.
A little bit of bouncy to it. It doesn't have to be, you know, a very expensive recliner because that you know why they do that.
Why?
They want you to lose your change.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you notice you never seen the bottom of those.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me.
You're a fan of movies?
I am.
What do you like?
Well, I mean, I like any kind of action adventure movie.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best. You
what
know?
What about more of like a classic of like How Green Was Your Valley?
Okay, no, that's kind of that's a little boring for me. If I'm going to go classic, it's going to be westerns.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you know any tumbleweeds?
Do I know any tumbleweeds? Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. There was a nice little one out in Colorado.
Oh,
she was very nice. Speaking of Colorado,
right,
yeah,
just tumbles on through.
She does, yeah. She.
How about a cactus?
Well, you know they're nice guys. Sometimes they can be real pricks.
That's a good piece of business.
Yeah,
like
well,
that.
You know.
Wow.
But you know, they flower, so they're pretty sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get tall.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not tall.
No.
I'm a kind of a medium bush.
Mm-hmm.
So when. when I spread out, it's usually not up, it's out.
I have the same problem.
Yes. I know. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
As you get older, you know, your bush gets older and it just spreads out instead of up. So.
Right. Just letting the audience catch the breath.
I know. Okay.
We're going at a breakneck speed. But they're right. Friends.
That's exactly. We go, like I said, we go way back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the rat catcher. He and I go way back, too.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Yeah.
Is he ever, has any rats ever landed in you?
In my beer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. That's when I used to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. He dumped a rat right in my beer one day.
Yep. What a shame.
Pesky was extremely thirsty.
Oh.
And I mean, how are you going to say no to a rat? You say, well, all right, take your fill. It's not going to be much.
No.
So...
But
you
then
know.
Hanging out with Emerus Fleet, that rat knows how to drink.
Needless to say.
I helped him do his taxes once, and he wrote off box wine.
Nice.
He said, oh, it's for Pesky.
Of course.
For Pesky.
No, it was for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest.
If we're being honest.
Yeah.
All right.
Because. I got to get him back on this show.
Has he been on your show?
He's been on this show. We did it live.
That's fantastic.
It wasn't too long ago.
No, nice.
But too long, a bit long. I've kind of had to take a break.
Did you? Have you been away from for a while?
I've been away from recording the podcast. I've been working on my new album.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah,
I've heard. Hunka Hunka Burn Love.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna keep
that would be you.
I was gonna keep that secret, but here we are.
Oh, darn it!
It's okay. It's all right.
Sorry. Just edit that out.
No.
Later. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to blow that.
Hey, no. Don't worry about it.
All right.
We're good.
All right.
Yeah.
Just letting the people know that it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
See, what I've been doing is I've been helping people. I've been working with people and talking about having other people talk about this show on other shows.
Oh, okay. So promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, then I'm forget everybody. Forget that you just heard me say that.
They're not listening.
Come on.
Forget.
I want you to forget.
They're going through traffic.
Are
they're
they
kind of listening?
All right.
Some people
might have caught it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then I'll just stop talking.
No. I don't
no,
want you
right.
to stop talking. Now do plants grow? I heard a rumor that plants grow when there's music sung to them.
Yes. We grow much better with music. As a matter of fact, I love to sing as plant guy.
Yeah.
We sing all sorts of songs.
What do you sing?
What do I sing? Usually rock and roll.
Yeah, like what?
Like, you know, Don't Stop Believin'. Don't stop believing. And then everybody sings the rest.
Yeah. They all yell South Detroit.
Well, you know, it's Michigan.
Yeah, but there's no South Detroit. That's Windsor. That's Canada.
Oh. I'm not from here, so I don't know.
It's all right. There are other Journey songs people can sing.
Come on. You know, I'm a transplant. I come from Florida,
mm-hmm.
where the weather's hot
mm-hmm.
and the living's easy.
Yeah.
like Sunday Morning.
Right. You see, those are several songs you referenced.
There you go, exactly.
Look at that.
I know.
Very good. Oh, my goodness. And and not only Renaissance festivals.
Oh, no. Oh, no. State fairs, county fairs, corporate events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Done them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bush has traveled everywhere.
Right.
Yep. It's a well-traveled bush.
Have you ever ran into somebody at one place that, like, only knows you from another place?
Yes.
What happened then?
It was very funny. I saw somebody at the RV Super Show here in Tampa that was from Michigan. And they were just blown away that they had seen me again here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And just was a fun time to meet people like that. Ran into people that I see at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival over at the Manatee County Fair.
Oh!
And they were just having too much fun that I was there too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, that's when people, they get to see new things. They get to hear new things.
Yeah.
And then when they run across something that they're familiar with, oh, what a treat.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's a treat for me, too. I love it. It's too much fun.
Where would you like to be planted? Where is a place that you have not been posted yet that you would like to?
You know, that's funny because as Plant Guy, I've been all over the place. I mean, I've been out to California and up to New York and down in the Bahamas and
tropical.
Yes.
Now, have you done overseas?
Not yet. No.
Well, I was going to wonder if it's like, you know how you have to when you go through customs.
Of course.
You have to announce if you're carrying any foreign flora or fauna.
Yes.
Well, that's just you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I have a picture of me being patted down by the TSA.
Uh huh.
So. They've checked me out.
Mm-hmm.
They know I'm okay.
Well, they got to.
It's their job.
Yeah.
So they had to check my bush.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. But I don't mind.
No, it's they're doing their job.
They are.
And
honestly, it's a thankless job, and I appreciate everything they do. So.
Yeah, I gotta get on. I'm on a list somewhere.
You on a list?
Yeah.
I
didn't declare that.
Is it a good list or a bad list?
Well, I don't know. They don't tell you.
Oh. They just tell you you're on the list.
Yeah, it's not any of your business, but you're on a list.
Ah.
I had some dental work done, and I've got some metal in there.
Right.
And I think it's questionable.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's like when I travel, it's what's in the pot, what's in the box, it's my pot. What's in the bag, that's my bush.
Yeah.
So they take it the way they take it, but either way they take it, they have to look at it.
Right.
So
yeah.
Everything must be checked.
Right. But like I think I'm saying this also to kind of figure out myself. Like I don't know, I should have asked what metal they were using to fix my tooth. It could be uranium.
Right.
I don't know.
Could be anything.
I'm not a geologist.
No.
I don't know any. I'm not a metallurgist.
No, you just play one on TV.
Well, no, I didn't get that audition.
No, you didn't.
I talked about getting that role. I wasn't cast
you
as
didn't
that.
Get that.
No, they went with one of those guys from NCIS.
Ugh, they were stupid.
I know, because all they're doing is just like they're able to read technobabble real fast.
Right.
But nobody ever checks that.
No. So I got a subdermal hepatopin, right?
Right.
I'm a doctor. Now I'm a doctor.
I think that's like when you get a blood blister.
It is. That's a blood clot or something in the brain.
What do you call it? The sebaceous cyst?
Oh.
Those are one of those things you get on your back or shoulder, and then weirdos look at those videos on YouTube.
I don't even want to go there.
No, but there are people who listen who do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not condoning or...
It's like...
You know,
to describe it to you in your terms, it's like you ever see somebody accidentally knock like a milkweed over and it has that little oozing?
Oh, I do.
It's like that.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah, humans are gross.
Oh, that's...
Right?
Right, they're not green. I mean,
no.
They're kind of pinkish.
Uh-huh.
And, they don't grow straight.
I mean, whatever they grow
They can't trim themselves?
No, especially at the Renaissance, they'll just grow out those dreadlocks. And it's like, dude, you are terribly Caucasian.
Exactly. There is no reason why you should be singing.
Like, your name's Jeff.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Jeff, stop singing Bob Marley.
Right?
Yeah. But it's all right, you know.
I mean, it is.
I saw the Wailers just recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I was doing the Space Coast.
Greenpeace doesn't like them.
No, no, no.
Oh, the other kind.
No, yes. Yes. The kind that don't go in the water.
I see.
I was at the Space Coast Seafood Festival performing.
Again, yes. Seafood.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I know. I got you there, didn't I? Yes. So, and the Wailers were one of the acts for one of the nights, and they were absolutely amazing. I'm a big Bob Marley fan. Mm-hmm. I listened to Bob Marley when my son was growing up, and we were
shrub
in the house. My little Sprout.
Sprout.
Yeah, we would listen to Bob Marley. He'd get in his little romper and just bounce away to Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
So, but seeing them was a real treat.
So you've spread your seed.
I did, of course. Well, I left my seed.
Right.
Somewhere.
And has it grown up big and strong?
It has. In fact, he just graduated from high school.
Oh!
My little Sprout. Yep.
A plane going to school.
Yep. And now he's going to go to a college.
Was it?
It's an Ivy League school.
Oh, Ivy League. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. From nursery to Ivy League.
Yes.
Good. Oh, what a time.
We are having too much fun.
The kind of time that happens all the time on the Hobcast.
Does it happen all the time on the Hobcast?
Yeah, we have different guests all the time.
How do I not know this?
I don't know. I tell you about it.
I know you do. You talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And I go, Hob, all right, Hobcast.
See, this is how much fun you're having.
I know, right?
Isn't this a great time?
Yes, this is a great time.
Now imagine I'm just talking, I talk to all sorts of people like this.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Let's see.
I talk to all sorts of people like this too, but.
Gwendolyn.
Yeah, Gwendolyn.
Talk to her.
Yeah. Is she still nuts?
Always.
Yes.
It's only gotten worse.
Yes. It has?
Yeah.
How could it?
Or better.
Yeah.
It depends on your definition.
Is she seeing somebody about that?
Are you asking if she's seeing me?
Is she confiding in you?
It's complicated.
It is complicated, isn't it?
It's getting weirder every year.
Okay, then I don't want to know anymore.
No, we have to talk about it
now. All right, go ahead. Talk.
Because, I mean, you've seen it.
I have. I have seen you, sitting on the bridge
yep.
with her singing songs, doing duets.
It's
getting more and more prevalent every week I come and see you both.
It's an on again, off again relationship.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your choice or hers?
It depends. It's weird.
Yeah.
I just need to talk about it with somebody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
And you're very comforting.
I am. Thank you.
You're comforting to talk to.
Yes. I mean, you can hug a bush anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's why a lot of therapists have you in their office.
Of course. Yeah. Plants are good for people to, feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
They feel good about themselves.
I feel yes. better talking about it.
I went to an office one time.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Well, I stood by the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And when people came into the bathroom, I said, hello. And then they didn't have to go into the bathroom anymore.
Ah.
So.
I'm sure some of our guests have tried to say hello to other people in restrooms, and I don't think it went well.
No, probably not.
I can't imagine that that's a good place to meet people.
No. Well, I was outside the restroom.
I was outside by the door.
Yeah, I was outside by the door.
Like?
In a hallway.
I mean, as weird as Gwendolyn and I are,
you're a strange couple, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've only made out in the privy a couple of times.
Oh, no, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I think that's the privy stuff.
It's before the rest of the fair opens.
All right. So they've been recently cleaned?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just that mental image was.
Yeah. Just let's sit in it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going
to. Right?
The privy, it's not just a bathroom, it's an adventure.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, but we are outside most of the time.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 99.9% of the time we are outside.
And a lot of people, they work indoors all the time.
You're right.
And what do they bring to the office? What do they bring to the cubicle?
What do they bring?
plants.
Plants, that's right.
And maybe a troll doll.
Right. And so now...
And now they're listening to us.
What we do
yeah.
is we are outside and we bring people to mm-hmm. our work.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We're very great.
Yeah. That's what we do. That's our job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you're branching out.
I am.
What are you doing?
Like I said, I'm branching out to state fairs and county fairs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing a lot of work there. So just finished a trade show to promote Plant Guy.
Mm-hmm.
At a county fair and state fair trade show
uh-huh.
for Florida. Obviously, there's a ton of these all over the country.
Yes.
And they're enjoying me as a Plant Guy, and I booked a number of events this year already.
They, see, with me, they have a harder time.
Right.
They don't know where to put me.
Right. There's no bridges.
And I don't need a bridge. It's just, I guess context is a bunch of it.
Yeah.
But very few trade shows, you know, you're not going to go to a fishing show and watch a troll talk about the prog rock albums he likes. No one cares about that.
No, and it's a shame, too.
I have a hard time finding my niche.
Yeah, you do. You're kind of a very hard niche to fill.
But I hope people enjoy it.
I know they do.
You think so?
Yeah, I know they do.
Because
I hear them talking about you.
Because you're on my bridge when I'm not there sometimes. What do people say?
I know. You do the morning shift. I do the afternoon shift. They come up and they ask where you are. And I tell them that, well, you're taking a break right now.
I'm busy.
Yeah, you're doing other things.
I got lots of things to do.
You're a guy that's got things to do, people to see, and places to annoy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I'm glad that you're there.
Yeah.
That's a good spot, isn't it?
It is a beautiful spot. I love that spot.
I mean, we have to listen to Manalete.
Well, but I know his show already.
Right.
So, I mean, I can pretty much...
Someone should tell him.
I should pretty much repeat his... I could probably do his show for him. If I could...
Anything.
If I could bang my balls on the stage, but I can't.
Anything. Anything to... Well, you got to be careful because he'll just send fire to it.
That's true. That's the show where he can still do fire.
Yes.
Yes.
For those of you just tuning in who don't know what we're talking about, there's a very old man.
Come on, he's not that old.
Isn't he?
Okay, he's old.
Yeah, and he does the roller bowlers, and he sings, he plays the guitar very beautifully, and he sets stuff on fire, but out of those three things, guess which one he doesn't do on stage in front of people?
I don't know
play
what.
Play the guitar.
Well, he does that, I think he does that the best.
I do too, but he doesn't
is,
know
he
guitar,
is an amazing.
And then he'll get mad and tell a joke.
He's an amazing guitar player.
I want. He is. He's a wonderful musician.
Yeah.
I'm not even as good as him.
No, he is. He's amazing.
But you know what he can't do?
What?
He can't play the accordion.
Well, he can't play the tiny piano.
Nope.
You do that best.
Thank you.
You do that better than anybody.
The first time
I saw you playing that tiny piano, I think I lost my. I think I fell out of the pot actually. Laughing because mm-hmm. it was so classic and so much fun. You're playing the little tiny baby piano.
I play a little piano.
Yeah, you do. You play a little piano.
One of the body boys said I should get a big candelabra.
Oh my god.
That's
gosh.
Like even bigger
yes.
than the piano.
Yes. And put it up on the mm-hmm. thing of the bridge, the whatever they call that, the railing.
Yes.
Yes, you should.
Now you don't do any merchandising, do you?
I don't yet. I just haven't found the right...
I got an idea.
I have not found the right piece. Hit me.
Because, well, when I was in college, and I should be clear that I didn't finish, but I made a lot of money by selling my seed.
You... Hang on. Let me wrap my mind around this.
What's your question?
So in college...
Yeah.
You sold your seed.
Yeah, nobody wanted my blood.
No. So your seed went out on the open market.
Uh-huh.
And how was the sales?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea.
All right. But I thought you said you just made a lot of money doing that.
I did, but I don't know if they used it for what they said they were going to use
what
it. They're testing it.
With it.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I planted. I don't think anything was planted. I think they just said, oh, okay, let's study this.
Just...
What the hell is this?
Right. All right. I don't know. I don't know if I want to work that hard.
No. Well.
To make the product. I mean, that's a lot.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You find a job you love, you never work a day in your life.
Well, that's true. Okay.
Let's let the audience catch up with that. They're enjoying that.
I'm just...
What I'm saying.
Okay, yes.
Is you could do that.
Package plant guy seeds?
Yeah.
Yes? Yes, and they can grow their own little plant guy?
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be nice.
I'll think about it. We'll run that by the marketing gurus that I have sitting around.
Oh, okay.
Not doing anything.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like the festival marketing gurus.
Oh, no. They already have their
Yeah, thing. Yeah, yeah. Don't. I'm just they not going to tell thing. Them.
Yeah, yeah. Don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't. I.
Do you think they'll listen to this?
No.
I hope not.
No. God. If they do,
they're doing a great job.
If they do, it's been nice knowing you.
I think it'll be fine.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen,
I mean,
people have tried to uproot us
forever,
a couple of times.
Yes, forever.
But we've been persistent.
I know, because I know my place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the front gate.
Yeah. Or
4 o'clock.
Down in the valley. It's difficult for you to move.
It is down in the valley.
Yeah.
The valley's
especially
so low.
Especially when people are coming to see you. And then they're like, hey, we need to see you over there. You almost got uprooted.
I did.
But
There was a brouhaha about that.
There was.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yes, everything's fine now.
Everything's fine. You got everything's watered.
Well, I go to 4 different locations during the day. So if people can find me usually, they kind of know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, then they've come early or late and I'm not there anymore.
Right.
So.
Well, that's the thing. Is that
I do have to get my fertilizer, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be properly watered during the day.
Right. So,
I mean, you know.
I do.
I mean, you know.
I don't eat.
No, you
is
don't.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that is bad.
I just.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, that it's tough with your teeth.
I know. Like, I'm hungry. I got to do a thing.
Well, you should find something that you can eat and nibble on.
It's.
Beef jerky?
I do love jerky.
Yeah.
I have to be careful with that though.
Why?
Because of my gout.
Oh.
My gout and my knees.
Okay, well what is your
this
favorite
is gout talk.
What's your go-to snack then?
My go-to snack is I go behind the other stages and I just steal what they've eaten.
What they got, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well. And the closest one would be Manalete.
Yeah.
And I think he's his protein powder. That's it. But you
just cigarettes.
I mean, see. Protein powdered cigarettes. The breakfast of champions.
There was one act that used to be on that stage. And it looked like cake flour. They had a whole bunch of bricks of it. That's a different story.
That is. Because it got all over your face, didn't it?
Not over my face.
No, all over theirs.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I used to see that stuff in a big bowl.
That was
Miami.
Oh.
In the 80s.
See, all the things where, like, I can eat that I don't have to chew and gross people out.
Right.
It's like rice pudding, and nobody wants to see a troll eating rice pudding.
So what about yogurt?
And also, it's not really... when you're thinking about a nice treat to eat on a hot day... Unless it's ice cream, dairy isn't really...
No, probably not.
Not really going to be your friend.
No,
ice
no.
cream is wonderful.
Yeah. And the food at the fair is wonderful.
Right.
But,
it's gotten so much better.
But it's... To get it,
mm-hmm.
you got to get there early.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you want a turkey leg, you better get there at 11 o'clock.
With the turkey legs, the other thing you can do is just wait till the very end of the day on a Sunday when they're selling them like 2 for $5 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just kind of pick at them.
You know people. They want their turkey leg now.
Yeah.
No, I see that.
I can't remember the last time I've eaten a turkey leg.
I had to stop a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did a photo shoot with a turkey leg for about 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That just kind of, it's kind of like tequila. After a while.
Has anybody ever done, like, an Ann Geddes situation where they place a baby on you that's sleeping?
Not sleeping. Usually the babies are alive, are awake.
Uh-huh.
Alive.
Yeah, yeah,
they're usually alive, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, they...
It'd be a real bummer day for the Renaissance Festival.
I know. A lot of people will hand me their babies and take pictures.
See?
And here's the fun thing, all right? A lot of people will hand me or have their kids stand with me
uh-huh.
and come back. Year after year after year, and take pictures with the same child as they grow up.
That happens to me me as well.
I know. And then they post them. I tell them to post them on my Facebook page. And we get a collage of growing up with that child.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, I really, that touches my heart.
I think we've grown quite a bit this episode.
I think we have.
Now, where can they find you on social media?
Plant Guy One on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what I do is Facebook.
Very good.
So I don't Twitter, I don't tweet, I don't, you know, Instagram yet.
I think you'd work well with Instagram.
Well, we'll try. We'll see. That's on the books for this summer.
Maybe a Snapchat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you, my friend Hob.
All right.
All right. I got to branch out. See you later.
Peace.
Hob the Troll presents the Hobcast, produced by Steve O'Donnison and Steve Hager. Our webmaster is April Janowski. Today's episode features special guest Scott Andre as the Plant Guy. Hob's theme song is by Corey Eno Ruffin. Like Hob the Troll on Facebook, follow him on Twitter at Hob the Troll, and go to patreon.com/HobTheTroll to learn how to support the show.
Yeah, we've got a Patreon now. It's a way to listen to new stuff that I've been working on as it comes out. I've released a couple of songs on there already for my new album. That's called 50 Million Hob Fans Can't Be Found. And you can keep up to how I'm recording music and all the fun stuff I'm doing. Bonus stuff, bonus episodes of the Hobcast will be available on there. That's a good way to support me and help me out the rest of the year. If you like what I'm doing and I'm only in your town for a little bit or whatever, just, it's a real fun way to interact. Because you get a bunch of really cool stuff. So many people are saying, Hob the Troll, why aren't your tip baskets out with you all times? Because festival isn't always open. This is a way to make sure that you can always help a troll out, which I know is what you really want to do anyway. So I might put out another... I'm kind of backlogged on episodes, so I might be putting out another one the next week or so before the Michigan Renaissance Festival is all finished up. We just did the first weekend. And I've got no more exciting news. So check me out. Have a good day. Goodbye.